program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Wayne.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Coming up, we could talk about the gas prices in America. But first, the latest on the FLDS situation. The Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, as you know, it's been a couple months now at least since the 400-plus youngsters, children of all ages, were stolen from their parents, stolen from their families, from their homes, and taken into the custody of the state of Texas government bureaucrats. And it was and is probably one of the most tragic stories I think we've ever reported on this show. And today there was a pretty big decision. But before we talk about this decision, I'd like to preface it by pointing out that whenever you encounter a bureaucrat, at the very least, your time will be wasted. At best, they will waste your time. At worst, you could end up in a jail cell for the rest of your life. That's the gamut. That's it. That's the span. It's going to be somewhere in between those two extremes. But it's very rare that you'll encounter a bureaucrat, or rather not so much when you encounter them, like just walking up to one on the street, but specifically when they decide they want to encounter you. I guess that's what I mean. When a bureaucrat decides they want to have something to do with you, at the very least, you're going to waste your time. So someone that looks at this story and says, well, they won. The polygamists won. No, this isn't a win. Okay, let's start this up here. It says from ABC News, a Texas judge has now ordered hundreds of children from a polygamous religious sect who've been held in state custody for more than a month return to their parents beginning today, ending legal wrangling between lawyers for the state and sect mothers. The order from Judge Barbara Walther, whose decision to hold the children in temporary state custody was rejected by the Texas Supreme Court last week, calls for more than 430 sect children to be returned to their families starting this morning. In order to be reunited with their children, Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints parents must agree that the children will stay in the state, they must have their fingerprints taken, and they must take parenting classes. So, right there on its face, this is not just, oh, here's your kids back. Whoops, we messed up. Yeah, that's right. There was a Supreme Court case that said that our raid on your ranch was completely illegal. Sure, we went in on the flimsiest of false pretenses based on a phone message left somewhere, I guess it wasn't a phone message, but it was a conversation with a woman's shelter that alleged that there was abuse going on that was allegedly from a 16-year-old girl that was supposedly in the shelter. Turns out none of that was true. It was actually a hoaxer, someone who lived in Colorado that was known for doing these sorts of hoaxes. But that was the excuse they used to go in and then take all of these children. They claimed they wanted to find who the phone caller was. They were looking at all the children to find out who that was. Well, they never found her because she didn't exist because it was a hoax. So it was thrown out. And the court said, okay, this was illegal, and you're probably going to have to give the kids back. Now the judge has said, okay, we're going to give the kids back, but you have to follow these rules. So it hasn't reversed. Nothing has really been reversed here. They haven't just given the kids back and said, whoops, we're sorry, and went away. No, they have inserted themselves into the lives of these families and are refusing to leave. The kids not only are coming back, but at the same time, they have to stay in Texas. So sorry if you wanted to go visit grandma in Utah.
Or move to New Hampshire.
Or wherever. Move to wherever. Now you're in a much larger prison. You're not actually in a little prison somewhere. You're in the state of Texas. And you can't leave. Sure, there's nothing to physically prevent you from leaving. But these people have been pretty obedient to the state so far, and so it's very likely that they will continue to be obedient.
Do you think that there's a PR motivation behind all this?
You mean for the state?
Yeah.
What do you think? What are you getting at?
Well, it seems to me that they're not just giving them back to their parents. They have all these other requirements. They're making the pen a little bit bigger, but they know there's been a lot of public outrage over it, so this is their way of saying, see, we fixed it. And the average American's not going to hear all the details. They're just going to hear that the headline that the jury says they've got to give them back, and that's it.
That's a good point. there probably will be some Americans that were very in favor of having these kids taken because they believe differently. Perhaps their religious beliefs are different from the FLDS, and they were probably very pleased with that. Oh, good. Now they're going to be put in some real good Christian homes. And they'd probably be upset when they heard that the kids were returned. And they, even though they wouldn't have known about all the details, they would just sort of gloss over it and be very upset about it. But, yeah, some people are going to hear this. And they're going to think, oh, well, all is well now. The parents have their kids back. All is well. Well, even if that was the case, even if they did get the kids back without any of these strings attached to them, it still wouldn't be all is well because the kids were stolen from their parents and held for almost 2 months' time in state care. Yeah,
severely.
Talk about trauma.
Severely traumatized, especially the little ones.
They were raised in a culture that believes that what happened to them, that the state is essentially evil and that this is the mark of the beast and, you know, these are the end times and that sort of thing. And this is filling in exactly what it was they were told the state was, that the state is evil, which it is. I'm not saying it isn't, but it's fulfilling their prophecy for them, essentially. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you've got comments here, but it's never a win with bureaucrats. These people haven't won, and it's not over. According to the story, the children, again, will be allowed to live with their parents, but the order doesn't end the Texas Child Protective Services investigation into allegations of sexual abuse on the sex yearning for Zion Ranch. The state claims that the sect forces underage girls to marry older men and breeds young men to become sexual abusers. In a statement, the agency said it was pleased with the plan approved by the court today because it allows the children to be returned safely to their families and allows the state to continue its investigation. The safety of these children remains our only goal in this case, the statement said. Walther's order requires sect families to cooperate with the ongoing investigation, including allowing CPS bureaucrats to interview the children at unannounced times and to give the children medical and psychiatric evaluations. So, what does that mean? I mean, we know how powerful this CPS organization is. This is an agency that based in many places, based on the accusations of another person, will come in, take your kids from you, and then you have to prove that you're a good parent in order to get them back. So who's to say that they won't have one of these unannounced visits? They'll show up and give a kid a psychiatric exam, and they'll say, well, looks like little Bobby here didn't pass the exam. We're going to have to take him into custody. I mean, how many steps are they away from taking more kids away from these families? If they go back and they take just a couple of the kids, will it get national news coverage at that point?
I doubt it.
I would doubt it, too. I mean, I think this made headlines just because it was such a...
Absolutely.
Many children were taken at once.
So if they take just a couple, then it'll just be another CPS case, and those aren't that newsworthy because they happen all over the place to all kinds of different people. So that's just a possibility. And the last I heard, they were still trying to determine paternity for many of these kids. I don't know what the status on those DNA tests is, but I'd be very concerned if I was one of the fathers.
Was that any of their business?
The paternity?
Yeah.
Well, they claimed they needed to know to properly fill out their paperwork or something like that.
Oh, the papers.
That's just my guess. They were really adamant about finding out who was daddy and mommy from these kids because the kids don't really know who their biological family is because the dads can be reassigned. So you could be a dad at one point, and if you fall out of favor with the church, well, you get a new daddy for the kids. And so the kids were kind of confused, honestly confused, about who their biological parents were. So the state wanted to figure that out, and I believe the reason they wanted to figure it out was because they wanted to charge daddy with statutory rape.
What did he do on Father's Day?
I imagine dads get treated pretty well on Father's Day.
I bet they
Day.
Don't have Father's Day. I bet
yeah,
they just
probably,
admitted that.
It's probably 365 days Father's Day in that sort of culture. 800-259-9231 is the number for you to bring up anything here. The order doesn't place restrictions on the sect's men or require children to live away from the ranch, as some parents had initially feared. But lawyers for some of the mothers said logistical issues could delay the release of the children till Tuesday. According to another lawyer, some of the mothers who've rented or bought houses near the foster homes where their children are being held don't plan to return to the ranch for now. That's probably a decent idea. I don't know what to say about this beyond it's still a tragedy, it's still awful, and it's not over for these people. The state's going to continue to meddle in their lives until who knows how long. When will they be satisfied? What is it that will satisfy these state bureaucrats to know that these kids are okay? More's coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Amacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Ted Anders from Midas, June 2nd, 2008. Gold, 892.50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 918.51, 452.45 for half, 226.23 for quarter. That's 918.51, 452.45, and 226.23. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders is skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne. I'm sorry, and Wayne.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. They include the bulletin board system, where you can get interactive with over 350,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. In Chapter 5 of Freedom Engineering and an online anarcho-capitalist adventure series, Tad Galahad catches something in a spam can. Go to freedom-engineering.com to find out what. That's freedom-engineering.com. 800-259-9231. So, the latest here again on the FLDS sect is that they've been allowed to bring their kids home. Yay!
Yippee.
And if that's as far as you read, you might think, well, good for them. But there's a little bit more detail, and that is that they're still essentially owned by the state. The state is still treating the children as though it's as though the children are their property. And that is the attitude of state bureaucrats, is that they can do whatever it is they want to do with your kids. They could give a flip about what you think about your kids.
And that's the part you're not going to hear on the TV news.
Nope.
And you're not going to read into when most Americans read the story in the paper.
It's so true, and this story is only atypical in its size, in that it got the notice because there were over 400 kids that were stolen, but otherwise things have been relatively similar. The CPS comes in with the cops, they take a kid from somebody's, from his parents, and they put him into state custody, and then the parents have to beg the state and pay thousands of dollars in attorneys and court fees in order to prove to the state government people that, oh, we're good, law-abiding people, we'll do whatever it is you tell us just to get our kids back. It's the same exact thing that happens everywhere else. And even after the fact, here you go again with the state. They're still hovering over these parents. They have apparently the ability to come in unannounced and interview these kids, and the parents have to take parenting classes. What happens if you fail the parenting classes? What happens if the assessments of the psychiatric assessments of the kids, what if they fail those? Will they be snatched up again? And will we hear about it? Odds are no. Odds are we won't hear a thing. If they just take one or two here at a time, we'll probably never get wind of it. That's how it is with most cases. I mean, how many cases are you aware of in your area because it's been getting heavy news coverage of CPS coming in or DCF or whatever it is they call themselves in your state? How many cases have you heard of? They don't get reported on that often because they're really so commonplace.
And who's the burden of proof on here? You know, it ends up being on the parents, which is crazy.
Sure.
They can at least afford to defend themselves.
Yeah, and the state can afford as much as it wants to. There's no cost to the government prosecutor or CPS to go into the government courts and defend their actions. There's no cost
whatsoever.
They're getting paid anyway. What's that?
They're getting paid anyway.
Sure. Not only are they getting paid, but also they're immune. The actual individual bureaucrats can never be held accountable for their actions.
What a shame.
Even if the family members were able to bring a suit against the state of Texas after the fact and say, you know, your own courts said this was wrong. Your own courts overturned the initial raid that resulted in the kids being taken. So, therefore, you owe us, here's our proof, and here's our case, blah, blah, blah. Even if that case came out in their favor and they were awarded $1 million for that lost month of time with their kids, even if that were to be the case, that $1 million wouldn't come from the bureaucrats that did the operation. It wouldn't come from the paychecks of the cops that were driving the tank when they raided this particular piece of property. So the bureaucrats know inherently that they have no responsibility. They know that there's no chance they'll be held accountable for their actions. So they're even more slipshod about what they do. They don't care. They'll take your kids. Who cares if you get them back eventually? At least they had them for a month. And who knows what kind of ideas they put into these kids' heads. Who knows how they were treated.
And when they're slapped down by the court, I'm sure a lot of this has to do with defending their position and defending their righteousness to be sovereign people that do whatever they want with impunity.
Wait, who is defending that position?
Well, the state workers, you know, see, they've got this ruling now. We've got these headlines. But they probably still feel they're right. And so they're trying to weasel their way in through these other methods, as you know,
mm-hmm.
to stay in their lives because they believe they're right, and they're trying to prove so.
Right, so they can get good press coverage with the general public, and they can also control these people's lives still, to maybe not to as full an extent as they were trying to before, but it still sounds like they have pretty tight control on these families. So the government gets the best of both worlds. That it looks like there was a happy ending to it to most mm-hmm. people, and they still get to control these people's lives and don't have to admit they made a mistake.
And that's really what it's all about anyways, controlling people's lives.
That is what it's all
regardless
about.
Regardless of how they do it, that's really what it comes down to.
Isn't it amazing, too, that the government, normally it takes its tyranny in little increments, right? It just a little bit more tyranny here, a little bit more over there, a little bit more here. But this was a huge jump. I mean, 400 kids being rounded up. Of course, you also have immigrants being raided, and you've got businesses being raided. There was one in, I think it was Idaho or Iowa.
Iowa.
Yeah, it was Iowa where they went and they stole over 300 workers, immigrant workers. So we're starting to see these sort of mass roundups that are pretty frightening right on its face. And the idea that the government could just jump right in and take 400 kids and then, you know, maybe take one step back and say, okay, we'll let you have the kids, but you still have to do all this and this and this and this and this for us. So they've taken a huge leap forward in what they can get away with. Yeah, they didn't get away with 100% of the leap, but
they took
80%?
Yeah, they took 10 steps forward and one or two back.
Yeah.
That's really where it is. But
and people will be celebrating this as a victory for the families, and it wasn't.
Right. Some people will think, well, this is a step forward for freedom, not really.
Not one iota is this a step forward for freedom. And that's exactly what they're trying to portray to people with this. They're trying to trick them into believing that, oh, see, the system works. You know, these people that believe that, oh, all we have to do is just elect the right bureaucrats and the right politicians and everything will be fine. See, the system works. Here's the proof. They gave the kids back. See, if we didn't have this best system of government in the world, if we didn't have the best system of government, then those kids would never have been given back. You couldn't have gone to court and challenged it.
If we were following our system of government, the kids never would have been taken to begin with. And I remember growing up hearing about the Soviet Union. These things are the types of things that happened in the Soviet Union, not in America. These things happened in Nazi Germany, but not in America. And now they're happening in America. So we're letting them happen.
What are you supposed to do about it, though, Wayne? I mean, what do you do when they're coming with guns to your house to take your kids?
Nothing you can do unless you want to get shot. So you have to hope that enough people get wind of it that they can put some pressure on the bureaucrats who did it. That's all you can do.
To some extent, that is what happened here, but still, we resulted in 8 steps forward instead or for tyranny instead of 10 steps forward. So there wasn't enough standing up, apparently, and that's one of the reasons why they went after FLDS, right? It was because they're weird, they're different, and it's an easy group to victimize.
Yeah, they can demonize them.
So do you think that things would be different here, like if they came after your kids, Wayne, if they came and took your kids, and we actually had people here that would go and go to the court trials and would back you up and stand up behind you. You think it would be different here because you weren't the weird FLDS cult? Do you think things would play out differently?
I have no idea, and I hope I never have to deal with it.
It's usually, the tyranny is usually targeted at outsiders, and Nazi Germany was Jews, homosexuals, communists. They target people who aren't respected at first anyway, because the vast majority of people don't care that much.
First they came for the communists.
Exactly.
I did nothing.
More coming up.
Gypsies.
You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states 4 times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the Beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. Is there an alternative way to relieve suffering and pain of an enlarged prostate? There sure is. It's called Poulien, and it's offered exclusively from NaturallyPure.com. Poulien is a patented supplement for the treatment of prostatitis and BHP, also known as an enlarged prostate. Formulated by a Chinese master herbalist, Poulien contains vital nutrients proven to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects on the prostate. Put an end to those frequent trips to the bathroom with no adverse side effects. Right now, a two-bottle treatment is available for the low price of $49.95. Call 805-434-5444. That's 805-434-5444. Or visit them online at naturally, that's 1L and naturallypure.com. That's NaturallyPure.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 10% off of your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Stop the agony, stop the pain. NaturallyPure.com, your source for prostate health.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Wade.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both free for you at freetalklive.com. Plus, the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to discover the outdoor and recreational adventures that New Hampshire has to offer, as well as expand your network of liberty-loving activists, businesses, and organizations. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Free Talk Live will be at Porkfest this year, as we were last year. This year, however, we will be there for three times as long as last year. We're going to be there three nights, broadcasting live, and looking forward to meeting many of our listeners who will be in attendance. So it should be a good time. 800-259-9231 is the number for you. And just a few more thoughts on this situation with the FLDS and having their kids stolen from them, and just the general idea of the government coming in, taking kids from a family based on the flimsiest of accusations, and then the parents having to beg and plead and pay lots of money in order to just get their kids back in their homes. I mean, again, as evidenced here in the story, these parents, once their kids are gone, the kids are then used as a carrot on a stick in order to get the parents to do whatever it is the government wants them to do in the first place. And originally, Texas had suggested that they were going to demand that the mothers renounce their religion in order to get their kids back. At this point, they are being mandated to jump through all sorts of hoops, including give CPS people, CPS workers, unrestricted access to these children at random times. So any old time, CPS can just show up and they get to examine your kids, and I do mean examine physically as well as psychological examinations.
Don't these people have enough to do?
You mean the bureaucrats?
Yeah.
This is what they do.
Are there too many bureaucrats where they can't find something productive to do that they have to go bother these people?
But this is their job, dude. This is what they do. They're bothering FLDS today, but yesterday they bothered some family in Texas.
There are some legitimate scumbags out there, parents.
Sure.
You know, there are some legitimate ones.
Sure there are.
And originally these agencies were geared towards those people. And probably for a long time people said, oh, so what? You know, these are bad parents and they're beating their children. They're locking them up in a closet and feeding them under the door like dogs. And so that was always dismissed. But when this stuff happens, you can see the nature of power. You can see that what happens is it encroaches upon everybody after a while, not just the scumbags. And that's the biggest concern for me.
You know,
all
I'm,
around.
I'm just trying to, I'm thinking to myself, what is it that we would see happen differently here in New Hampshire? I mean, I asked the question earlier, and I'd like to have you guys chime in if you can think of anything, but also you listening can chime in here as well at 800-259-9231. How would this situation change if there were a large number of pro-liberty activists living in the area where someone's children were stolen from them? What sort of things could be done with those activists? I mean, we talked to Michael Hampton from HomelandStupidity.us. We were talking about the Pork 411 info number as one of these innovations that the activists here have come up with that just doesn't exist anywhere else. So what kind of things could happen here that would be different, that would change the situation and at least to favor the activists more than it currently does?
Well, for one, this is a smaller state. So it's not so spread out. Activists can converge on the authorities quicker to protest, to lobby them to have a change of heart, and the information will travel quicker when you have a network of people spread out across the state rather than just one little area.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking that certainly activists could converge on any sort of hearings, and we've seen success where we've had just a handful, 6 to 10 activists have shown up in court trials for people that got traffic tickets for just asinine nonsense, like doing a U-turn at 2 a.m. when no one's around. That essentially what happened was the activists would come into the court, they would not stand for the judge, and then all of a sudden the judge would just throw the case out or would make some sort of ruling that essentially threw the case out. One of the last ones was a gentleman was in for no registration. And the judge said, okay, well, suspended fine, $85 fine suspended, and you're free to go. So that essentially means he didn't have to pay the fine because it was suspended, which means that it's only payable if you get arrested for something else within the next 30 days or 90 days or something like that. So essentially that case was thrown out. And that, I think having the activists in that courtroom was a major factor there. And so if activists packed a courtroom, that could really kind of tip the scales. But if they continued to pursue tyranny, then what could happen? Well, maybe we could target the bureaucrats. Maybe target the people that, and I don't mean for violence, but I mean for like social ostracism or to stand outside of their house with signs or something like that. I mean, that's just a general idea. I would love to see what the activists would come up with as far as ways to ostracize these people and bring attention to them as being kidnappers.
You know, I think that a lot of these bureaucrats and these people within the system don't realize what they're doing. They're following orders. They're doing their job, whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're really thinking about the ethical implications. They feel like they have the moral high ground because there's a law and all this stuff. But in many cases, I don't think they're really thinking about this. And I think it's an educational process for them as well. There's a lot of good people who work for these agencies, whether it's the FBI, the CIA, any of those. So it's a matter of...
They don't consider themselves bad guys.
No, they don't. And a lot of them aren't. A lot of them are good people, even cops, too. Cops included, Ian, contrary to what you might believe.
No. I was talking with a New Hampshire cop today who I consider to be a very good guy, as a matter of fact.
So, but those are the people you have to get through to first because they influence people around them. And it's just a matter of re-educating people about what freedom means. And, because when everyone's free and everyone's prosperous, everyone's happy, then their jobs are easier.
Absolutely the case.
Certainly true. I do know that if, let's say, you weren't able to influence the court proceedings or just holding signs, doing whatever kind of form of protest you wanted to do, convince the bureaucrats or the courts, you know, to stop pursuing whatever course of action they were taking, you could have people say, I know they were keeping these children somewhere called, I think it was a Coliseum.
Yes, and also foster homes as well.
I mean, if you had enough people, I'm assuming that were willing to engage in civil disobedience, you could block doorways, vans, you know, they don't.
Then they'd have to arrest a bunch of other people, and that would really make a news item out of it and would show the support.
And the state doesn't like to appear out of control. I mean, if you have, say, I mean, they were able to gather up a few hundred kids, but I'm sure they planned the raid ahead of time.
Yeah.
If you had 80 people show up and they're just blocking doors, you know, not violently, but just with their bodies,
right,
you know, laying down in front of a CPS van, you're going to cause a disruption. They probably, if you get enough people, aren't even going to be able to arrest everyone at once. So when you start putting pressure on them and it makes it look like there's a lot of, you know, public opposition to what they're doing, and that they can't control people, I mean, you're exposing their weakness, because honestly, as big as the state is, they don't have the capacity to control everyone.
They only get away with it. They only get away with it because people are obedient. So having the parents, if you were targeted, be not so obedient as most of the parents are, to where, you know, the CPS, as I said, they're going to dangle your kids like a carrot, and they're going to say, oh, well, you just have to agree to all these agreements, and we'll give your kids back. I mean, that would be tough, Wayne, as the lone father in the room here. What would that be like for you if they came in and took your kids and then said, well, we'll let you have them back, but you just need to agree to being obedient and doing as we say and allowing us to come in here and do all of our stuff?
I guess they'd meet the stubborn Italian in me.
So you wouldn't sign off on their paperwork?
I would be really, really leery about doing that.
Under duress.
Yes, under duress, exactly, because I don't play like that. I've never have. Whether I buy a car or whatever, I always, you know, there's always the standard contract thing, you know,
yeah,
myth. But this is the standard contract. No, that's not my standard contract.
Right.
And that's how you have to approach these situations, because they would have had no right to come in to begin with, and that's how I would see it.
So I think combining a parental set that doesn't cooperate with some of the activism you're talking about, Nick, with the non-cooperation, the activists getting in the way and really just throwing monkey wrenches into as many gears of the state as possible, that would be pretty effective. And additionally, if the youngster was old enough to be able to speak for his or herself and had been growing up with someone like a Wayne who could help them understand what the state is and, you know, well, if this ever happens someday, here's what you should do. And then having that youngster speak out and say, this is awful, they're treating me terribly, you know, whatever, to tell about his side of the story. Of course, if it happens to a 3-year-old, then there's not much you can do. But if it's a 10-year-old or a 13-year-old, things could definitely be a little different. And I think
yeah,
they will be different up here if they even try that with us. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com, InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear socks and tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes in the sand at the beach. But then I heard about Nonex Nail Gel. It tackles the problem of unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Nonex Gel breaks down and removes this debris so nails look clear. I confess I was skeptical in the beginning, but I stuck with it, using Nonex Gel twice daily. Actually, I was surprised how generously sized the bottle is and how long it lasts. A while ago, you could look at my nails and, well, glance away, but not anymore. Now my toenails look better than ever, and I'm wearing sandals again, thanks to a simple, natural gel. If your toenails are an embarrassment, try Nonex Nail Gel. It's available in the foot care aisle of your drugstore, mass retailer, or supercenter.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improve circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Wade.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us if you like the show. And you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. For as little as $3 a month, you can get on board with the AMP program. And what that AMP money does is it comes in and gets reinvested into the show so we can get Free Talk Live on more stations across the country. In fact, worldwide now, as a matter of fact, we can bring stations on board and thereby expose new people to the message of freedom and liberty and also bring new internet listeners on board. It's a whole outreach thing that we're doing. And you can help out at amp.freetalklive.com. Get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. To the phone calls, it's Lee in Kalispell, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Lee.
Good evening, lads.
Hey there. Hey, what's Lee on your mind?
Hey, what did this Wayne guy bring a new perspective to you guys? You've been talking perfect sense for the last 45 minutes about the poor folks down there and their
When have we ever not talked sense about the FLDS?
We've chatted about that before. Let's just say there's alternative views. Yeah, congratulations. You know, that's it. That's what it's all about. But I have a question basically for you on how the New Hampshire folks handle. You guys are the first ones to have a primary, I guess is what it's called.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you guys have delegates?
I don't know.
Yeah, we have delegates that are elected by the primary vote. It's winner take all.
So right, but then the delegates can vote their conscience, correct?
I'm not sure about New Hampshire state. The different states have different laws on that, but I believe New Hampshire, theoretically, the delegates to the national convention.
If you want to be a good party member, you vote party line. Now, in Montana here, Romney got just a Sao Paulo by like 3 votes, and coincidentally, we had 4 Paul supporters for our districts that didn't show up. So, kind of weird. But anyway, that was just in our little county, which coincidentally is a little bigger than the whole state of New Hampshire. But then we have 55 other counties. But it kind of came out the same. And, you know, the Republican Party's going, well, we're going to get Romney in one way or another. So they're not even following the McCain program. But if you go vote your conscience, of course, you'd be a bad party member. But
so?
This whole caucus and this whole delegate and this whole program, what happened at the times where everybody voted in a primary all at once? What, Florida and Michigan or somebody? You know, Hillary's got the popular vote, but Obama there, he's he's riding the high wave because he's got more delegates.
Yeah, I don't know. Was there a time when all of the primaries were held on the exact same day? Is that what you're getting?
Sure, it wasn't until after the turn of the 20th century in 1907 or something that became a new thing.
Nick, you're saying that's not the case?
No,
I have to disagree. That the Electoral College, which is
delegates.
No, there really wasn't much in the way of primaries prior to this last century. The parties,
right.
Basically, the people in the parties chose...
They had private primaries like the Libertarian Party does?
It's similar to that. Basically, the party bigwigs just decided who was going to be the nominee. So there was less public participation, which is more what you see... There's still public participation now, but in caucus states, that we've seen the Ron Paul people have been able to get delegates to defect to their side, or they'll kind of go in stealth as just pretending to be a regular Republican, mm-hmm. and then... At the convention, a bunch of them will come out and defect.
Right.
And there has been some success with that.
Sure, but why should there be? Because popular vote was supposed to be the deal, and the Electoral College was supposed to be a deciding factor, if needed. Is that not correct?
Well, I mean, it's all party rules.
The party thing, but, you know, they all want to save money, and, gee, mail-in elections cost too much, and so on and so forth.
They don't want to save money. What are you talking about?
Oh, man, how can you not believe their story?
Because they're politicians. I don't believe a word they say. Thank you, dude. 800-259-9231. And if you believe politicians, I don't care if they're Republicans or Democrats or Libertarians. If you believe them, well, sorry for you. Now... This new Libertarian guy, this Bob Barr character, I saw a video of him today. And I guess he was on Fox News, and they were giving him some attention because he was running. They thought he was going to be the spoiler against John McCain, and he probably will be. But Bob Barr denied it, and he was talking about he's always all for civil liberty, or he's in blah, blah, blah. And he didn't say anything that was explicitly Libertarian. He didn't use the opportunity, as for instance Harry Brown would have, to really just put out the Libertarian philosophy. Harry Brown had a great way of taking, and he was the presidential candidate in 1996 and 2000, he had a great way of taking whatever question was thrown at him, answering it, giving a succinct answer to it, and then using the remaining time that he had to just put the idea of liberty out there. This Bob Barr character didn't even attempt to do that. He just pointed out that he was different from the other candidates.
And I find it somewhat ironic that some of the hardcore LP people, because for those who don't follow it too closely, there were a very small group of people who believe in liberty, but they believe that Ron Paul was too ideologically impure. So they wouldn't support him. They were going to support whoever the Libertarian was, you know, for the general election. And I would say Ron Paul is much more credentialed as a true Libertarian than Bob Barr is.
So, but you're talking about the people that were voting in the primary?
No, I'm talking about the people who didn't come out to support Ron Paul because Ron Paul was a statist in their mind.
Didn't come out to where? To the Libertarian Party?
They didn't put any activism behind the Ron Paul campaign.
Oh, I see.
Because he still endorsed the idea of government, and they felt that they would vote for it, you know, whoever the LP nominee was would be pretty much a free marketeer or an anarcho-capitalist.
Those people were out there, but there were very few.
That's right. It was a very small
group. Those Libertarians are so small, they're pretty insignificant as far as...
And then they got a bigger statist as the Libertarian candidate.
Yeah,
it's pretty sad
watching this happen.
Now, I was really hoping that we'd see Mary Ruart in that same interview instead as the candidate, because she would have been very good at educating the public.
Absolutely.
About liberty. Maybe next time around.
I don't know, man. Maybe by next time around we'll have seceded from the United States. I would hope that would be the case at this point. In fact, I was talking with someone today about the idea of secession. And are you familiar with the Conch Republic, either of you?
No.
It's actually Key West. And at one point, Key West, Florida, they kind of had a secession movement. And they called it the Conch Republic. And it still exists today. In fact, they have their own passports. You can get a diplomat passport and a regular citizen passport from the Czech Republic. Now, they do claim on their website that they're not intended to be real passports, but nonetheless, people have attempted to use them when traveling to other countries. The Caribbean frequently accepts them, and they even listed other countries, including Russia, that actually accepted the Czech Republic passport. So, you know, you have to ask yourself the question, what is a country anyway? It's just a political designation which exists only in the minds of the people that believe in it. So if governments, in at least around here, were formed by the consent of the governed, well, shouldn't we be able to just withdraw our consent from these existing governments? And then if we want, we could form our own government of one, a self-government. You know, you could be the government of Wania or something like that.
Well, that was the whole point of our original
be your own
republic,
diplomat.
Is self-government.
Yeah, it was.
That all free people should be self-governing.
But why is a country with 100,000 people any more legitimate than a country with one person? It's the same concept.
I see the point you're making, but you're extrapolating the concept to the point where you're talking, you're basically talking anarcho-capitalism, but calling it secession.
I'm my own country.
Which is
yes.
True. In principle, I agree. I do think, you know, the way a lot of what makes a country is how there are people who believe in it,
mm-hmm.
and somebody else has to recognize it too, or you're just a guy saying, I'm my own country. Well, okay, you know, they'll treat you like a crazy person. So generally you have to have enough people and enough perceived legitimacy to be a country in the minds of at least some
right.
people.
See, it's not crazy if enough people believe in the scheme, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you have to have a big enough mob, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, it doesn't have to be very big. I mean, the Vatican, most people recognize.
Well, right, but so how would the other countries know? I mean, if you went to the Bahamas, if you went to Tobago, where we're now on the air apparently on FM, or you went to Trinidad, and you showed up with a passport from, you know, the new free land of Nick... and you know, or something more creative, Freelandia, right? And you showed that to them, and it looked like a passport to them, and they wanted you to come into their country. Wouldn't that be legitimizing it, essentially?
Especially if you were a good visitor, you spent some money there, you know, you made some friends.
That much is true. You know, I do have to say, I heard on the local college station here in Keene, I believe it was a liberal-type talk show, but... Mm. They were actually talking secession. I guess they're going to be talking about next week and having someone
from
that.
That's only because their guy's not in the White House, though.
Well, they were even talking about it even if there was a Democrat elected. So
awesome.
People are starting to think about withdrawing.
More people need to start talking about this idea. Let's get it out there. 800-259-9231. Hour 3's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.